100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. The Third Street Songwriters Festival is this weekend. Very pumped about it because we didn't get to have it last year. It is a little modified this year because of COVID. It's all going to be outside. It'll be great.
Yeah. Even though it's called the Third Street Songwriters, it will be out at Point Murray this
year.
That is
important.
That is one of the modifications.
Yes, that is one of the modifications. It's going to be great. And we've actually got one of the songwriters participating in the festival on the phone right now, Rick Huckabee. How's it going?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, ladies. How are y'all? Good to talk to you.
Oh, you know, we're making it.
We're barely making it.
Right on.
Third Street Songwriters Festival this weekend. How excited are you to finally play some live music?
Right.
I am so excited. For a number of reasons, just because, you know, we haven't got to do it in a year, and I just always love coming back to Baton Rouge. I love getting to play with CJ and Blake, too, so
yeah.
I'm super pumped. Can't wait.
We got to speak with them earlier, and, I mean, they just seem like awesome people, so I'm really excited for this weekend to get out there and, I guess, everybody to see y'all's talent. What are some songs that you've written, or who's your most favorite person that you've written a song for?
Probably, I wrote a song called Beer with Jesus for Thomas Rhett.
Never heard of it. Just kidding.
Well, I'm very thankful for that. For that, I had a song with Trace Act that I hit with called Muddy Water. And I was in Tracy Lawrence's band for a number of years. And over the years, he's cut a lot of my songs. So I've had a lot of cuts with him as well. So I've been very blessed to get to do this for a living and still get to do it. Thank you.
Man,
that's
very amazing.
I know.
That's really cool.
So I guess, who is your favorite artist that you've written for?
Oh, wow. Very good question. I would say earlier in my career, it would have been Tracy, just because when I met him, he was such a huge star at that particular time. And then we ended up becoming, I mean, still to this day, we're very close friends. So I would say him, but Thomas was special just because we wrote that song before he was a star. It was actually before he even had a record deal. Yeah. But you could just tell that all the great things that are happening for him right now were going to happen. You could tell he was a star and just a good dude.
Beer with Jesus was huge.
Oh, yeah. It's still huge.
Well, that was his idea. I appreciate him wanting to write that with me. Yeah. So it turned out good. It was a good day.
Yeah, really.
Kind of going off what Abby asked, though, is there anyone that you haven't written for that you kind of have on your bucket list to write a song with or for?
Great question. And the best answer I could possibly give would be George Strait, just because I've always been such a huge George Strait fan, and I hope he still makes records, so I would love to. That would be a huge feather in your cap as a songwriter to have one with him, so I'm still working on it. I don't know if it'll happen, but maybe one day. Who knows?
Speak it out into existence right now, and it might.
Exactly.
Manifesting.
I'm just saying.
That's right. I like that. Power of positive thinking.
Manifestation. That's all I'm saying.
Look, if you write a song with George Strait and, like, Dean Dillon's there and Bubba, like, can I just be invited to, like, sit?
Absolutely.
I'm inviting myself to everybody's stuff, but, like, I just want to rub elbows with Dean Dillon.
Me too. So. Let's all go. Everyone's invited.
Look,
let's all
I'm
go.
In. I'm in, and we can invite Blake Griffith because apparently, he barbecues really well. So.
Yes, he does. Well, I can attest to that. That boy can barbecue.
We're going to do redneck stuff with him. So.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a pro. He is as good a hang as there is, and can tear up some barbecue too. No doubt.
Sweet. Oh, I love it. So, what are you most looking forward to this weekend? There's lots of things, but
coming back to your hometown.
I'm very much looking forward to doing that. Get to see some family while I'm there, hopefully. And I love. I know everybody says this, but the food there is so good, and we don't get that in Nashville. So I really do get excited about that part of it. So I'm sure I will partake in a lot of things. I love that part of it. Only in South Louisiana, that'll be fun, and just getting to play. I mean, of course we mentioned that, but it can't come soon enough. We all miss it a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Rick, we are super excited to see you this weekend. I'm gonna
be thank you. Me too.
Yeah, I'm gonna be hanging out there. I'm helping host the whole thing, so it'll be super
fantastic.
Fun. Yeah,
we got a pro.
All right. I wouldn't
you
say
didn't
that.
Know?
I wouldn't. No. I don't know about that, but Look, fake it till you make it. You know, that's
the way of our life.
We're in good hands.
Oh, yeah.
In good
hands. Hopefully. But anyways, super pumped about this weekend. Can't wait to see you and see you play and hang out. Make sure if you want to come on out, you get your tickets now because they are limited. And if you want some more information, you can go to ThirdStreetSongwritersFestival.com. Thank you so much, Rick, for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank y'all for having me. Thank y'all for having me. Look forward to seeing y'all.
Absolutely. 100.7 The Tiger.